morning, and welcome to the Narrow Path radio broadcast. My name is Steve Gregg, and we're live for a half hour each weekday morning just to talk to you and let you talk back to me and our listeners. We have an open line for you to call if you have questions in your mind about the Bible, about the Christian faith. We want to talk about those things. Now, the answers you'll get here, in some cases, might be unpredictable or maybe even unacceptable, because it's not my interest in promoting necessarily the most popular view among Christians, although I'm certainly not, I don't have any aim to promote an unpopular view. My desire is to answer as best I can, as honestly as I can, from things I have learned, or I think I have learned from the Scripture in 43 years of being a Bible teacher, and to put them out there for you to examine. And if you have any difficulty accepting them, that'll be okay. You don't have to believe what I believe. There's nothing in the Bible that says that a person must believe what I believe in order to be a good Christian. So there's no pressure there. I'll just do my best to show you what I think the Scripture says on the things that you're wondering about. So you can give me a call here, 1-800-227-5278. That's 1-800-227-5278. And as always, of course, if you have a difference of opinion from the host, you're always welcome to call to try to balance comment about that. Let's talk to John from Torrance, California, first of all. John, welcome to The Narrow Path. Thanks for calling.
Hi, good morning, Steve. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. My question this morning comes from Matthew chapter 24. I was reading that those particular verses, specifically verses 32 through 35. My question is, what is the meaning of the parable of the fig tree here? It says, now learn a parable of the fig tree.
Right.
Could you kind of expound a little bit what Jesus is talking about as far as the parable of the fig tree in light of this particular context?
Yeah, you know, this parable of the fig tree has often been imbued in the mind of readers with special or mysterious meaning that I think it does not intend to have. You know, sometimes Jesus would give examples from nature to illustrate something. For example, on one occasion in the book of Luke, Jesus said to the Pharisees that they were hypocrites because they could discern the face of the sky, but couldn't recognize the times they were living in. And the face of the sky, he meant the color of the sky. If it's red in the morning, they knew they're going to have a bad day of weather. If it's red in the evening, you'd have a pleasant day the next day. He said, you've learned how to recognize the signs of nature, but you can't recognize the signs of the times you're living in. And he's doing something like that here. He's in that chapter earlier, his disciples had been told by Jesus that the temple in Jerusalem would be destroyed. His actual statement was, not one stone will be left standing on another that will not be thrown down. He's talking about the temple in Jerusalem. And so he's talking about the time when Jerusalem would come under a crisis. And of course we know when that happened. That happened when the Romans came. There was a war, and the Romans and the Jews fought against each other for 3.5 years, from 66 to 70 A.D., and then the Romans did destroy the temple and did throw it down and so forth. So Jesus' prediction occurred 40 years after he made it. Of course, he said that would happen because he said this generation will not pass before all these things come to pass. But notice when he said all these things. And when Jesus predicted the destruction of the temple, the disciples said, what shall be the sign that these things are going to happen? When shall these things be? And so his statement about the fig tree has to do with these things. What things? The destruction of the temple, of course. That's what he had predicted. He didn't predict anything else. In Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 and 2, Jesus didn't predict the end of the world. He didn't predict the second coming. He predicted one thing only, and that was he predicted the destruction of the temple in A.D. 70. And they asked him, when will these things be? Now, in the passage you asked about, he said in verse 32, now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the very doors. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things are fulfilled. So Jesus predicted the destruction of the temple. The disciples said, when will these things be? And his answer is, well, this generation will not pass before these things take place. It's the same these things, no doubt. Now, he said, you can tell when these things are about to happen because when you see the things I've just described, you'll know that it's near. The same way that you can tell when summer is near by looking at a fig tree. The fig tree loses its leaves and fruit and so forth in the wintertime, and then in the spring it begins to put forth new growth. And you know that, oh, okay, I'm seeing some leaves appear on the fig tree. It must be that summer's coming. And so Jesus said, just as you can tell when summer is coming by certain observable phenomena, like the regrowth on a fig tree, so you'll be able to tell when this destruction is coming by the presence of these events that I've told you will happen first. So he's not using the fig tree as any kind of a mystical symbol for anything. Now, the popular view today that you'll often hear is that the fig tree represents Israel, and that it's, you know, some teachers say the fig tree is an established symbol for Israel. Well, that certainly isn't true. I mean, you won't find any case in the Old Testament where a fig tree is certainly referring to Israel. There might be some cases where you could read Israel into it, but it's not an established symbol by any means. But they say, you know, since Israel is the fig tree, Jesus' statement about when you see the fig tree putting forth new growth or having new life, then know that summer is near, what they're trying to say is these people are usually associating this prediction with the end of the world rather than with the destruction of Jerusalem for some reason. And when they say that, they say, well, see, when Israel begins to become revitalized, then you know that the end is near. Now, of course, in order to take this, you have to make all kinds of assumptions. You have to simply ignore the words that Jesus used. Some people don't mind doing that. I don't care to do that. If I'm going to try to understand what Jesus said, I'm going to try to read what his actual words were. He didn't say, when you see the fig tree begin to blossom, as if he meant that was a symbol of Israel, then, you know, the end is near. He said, when you see a fig tree begin to blossom, you know that summer is near. And in the same way, when you see these other things I've just described, and by the way, nothing he had just described had anything to do with Israel, but, I mean, read it. Read the whole chapter. You won't find any reference to Israel in it. So the things that he had described was not Israel coming back together. The things he described were wars and rumors of wars and false prophets and false Christs and persecutions and many things like that, but not a single line about Israel and becoming a nation anyway. So his actual statement is that they will be able to know when the destruction of Jerusalem is near because he has just given them a catalog of things that will precede it. And those things preceding it will tip them off that it's coming.